My brothers and sisters, in the second reading today, we hear from the words of St. John so beautifully being said, "Beloved, see what love the Father hath bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God." How loving that is. I wonder if each and every one of us have really bestowed and have taken the time to reflect and meditate of what it means to be children of God. This gift, this wonderful gift of being children of God, is something that is very personal and intimate. And this is exactly what makes us different as Christians than other religions, other faiths. Because many faiths around the world do believe that we can achieve salvation by the merits, by the good works that we do. But our Christian faith teaches us that we are different. We are created out of love and for love. And so our faith, our belief, our love for God, it's not something of our own, but as something that we respond to the infinite, everlasting, never changing, and infinite love of God who has given himself for us. Our faith, our response, our belief, and our trust in God is something that we return to God in response to what he had given us, his love. So therefore, this faith is not something dependent on merits. Look at me, what I have done for you, what I have built up for myself, what I have credited myself for. This faith, this love, is something that we give back to God for what he had already given to us. This faith, it equals to love, because love requires that we trust in the one whom we love, God himself. And today, we celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. And the Good Shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ, who expressed and lived out God's infinite love for us. And we have heard today in the gospel, he said, "I am the Good Shepherd, a Good Shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep." Imagine, realize, and understand how personal and intimate that love that Jesus has for us. I lay down my life for you. God laid down his life for us. It's the love that he has for each and every one of us. And this love is so intimate that he said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and mine know me." So the question is that the Lord Jesus knows us, but do we know him yet or not? Have we taken the time to really grow, to deepen and personalize our relationship with Jesus yet or not? Do we know of him or do we know him? Knowing him requires an intimate and personal and also a communal faith. Lord Jesus, just as you have loved me, I want to give you my everything as a response to your love for me. And one of my favorite chapters from the Imitations of Christ, book number 2, chapter number 8. And in this chapter, which I ask you, if you take a bulletin home, I have asked the staff to put the insert of that full text inside for you as a way for you to pray. But I do have some excerpts from that chapter that I would like to read to you. And this it to shows how important this relationship with Jesus is. And the Imitation of Christ said, and I quote, "When Jesus is present, all things go well, and nothing seems difficult. But when Jesus is absent, everything is hard. When Jesus speaks not from within, our comfort is worthless. But if Jesus speaks but one word, we feel great consolation. It is a great art to know how to converse with Jesus And how to keep Jesus is a great wisdom. Be humble and peaceable, and Jesus will be with you. Be devout and quiet, and Jesus will stay with you. This friendship with Jesus requires a personal, intimate, humble relationship that is devout and quiet. When was the last time we come to the Lord Jesus with humility instead of expectations? When was the last time we seek peace in the Lord Jesus instead of demands? When was the last time have we showed him true devotion, giving him our everything, our heart, our love, instead of expecting him to give us something that we demand? When was the last time we enjoy quiet time with the Lord Jesus instead of rushing through prayer? All of this is important in order to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. This is leading us toward a personal love for the Lord Jesus Christ instead of only treating him at the vending machine of grace. It's required humility. It's required that we seek and live in peace with him. It requires that we be devoted to him and be devoted to him. And it requires that we take quiet time to reflect what he has to say to us instead of what we want to say to him. My brothers and sisters, I have a lot of young people who ask me, how do you know that God is real? I have a lot of people ask me, how do you know that God is real? Prove to me that he is real. And I can tell you, perhaps I can tell you all of the metaphysical and all the theological and philosophical explanation of how God is real, but probably that won't satisfy your inquisitive mind. But for me, how do I know that God is real? It's because I love him. I love him. If God is not real, I would not give my whole life as a priest. Think about that. If my God is not real, if my love for him is not real, I would never be a priest. Trust me. But because my God is real, and I know how much he loves me, I want to give my everything to him and to the church. And today we celebrate Good Shepherd Sundays. And today we are called to pray for priests and religious who have dedicated their whole lives to the church and to God. Why are these men and women able to do the same thing that I did? If not, God is not real. They've done that because God is real. And God loves them so much that they have to give their everything to him. Does this mean that I'm perfect? The answer is no. I sin like you. Sometimes I sin more than you. But I want to give God my everything because I know how real and personal and intimate his love for me. When you and I recognize that love, there's no way to deny that. The only response is to give him our everything. I have had people who emailed me and told me, Father, sometimes your preaching is too rough. You demand too much from us. Perhaps that is right. But perhaps what I'm inviting you or challenging you to do is to give your everything to this radical, personal, and intimate love for God. If God is real, then we have to ask ourselves, how am I loving him with my everything? I remember before I was ordained a priest, I took the time to do my silent retreat. And in that retreat, my spiritual director asked me very clearly, Hoy, make sure you know what you're doing. There's no turning back. You touch it, you buy it. No refund. The day of your ordination, when you laid down yourself on the altar, no turning back. So you better make sure that you know what you're doing. This isn't a game. And I took his words really personal, and I pray about it. And I still remember on my ordination date, when I laid down myself in the cruciform, in the form of the crucifix, I remember tears rolling down my eyes. And I told the Lord personally at the litany of the saints, when the litany of the saints being sung, I still remember an overwhelming sense of emotions of how much he had loved me. And at that time, I cried and I said, "Thank you, Lord, for this priest, for the gift of the priesthood. Thank you for allowing me to be your priest. Thank you for allowing me to love you. Thank you for giving me the ability and opportunity to give my all to you. If God is not real, then I would never become a priest. But because God is real, I want to give him my everything. And as your spiritual father in the faith, I know I'm much younger than many of you, but as your spiritual father in the faith, I want to give to you that same love of Jesus. I want you to know and experience that in your own personal life of how much the Lord Jesus loved you. Will I sound harsh and hard many times? The answer is yes. But I want to push you toward a greater limit, a greater love, a greater trust, a greater giving of yourself to him. If he is real, then all we can do is to give him our everything in love. If he is real, then we got to give and make this relationship our most important ones. I have seen many things happen in my life, and God always done things that I've ever never imagined. If you would tell me in 1994, if I would come to America, I would say, "You're crazy. I'm stuck in this communist hell, this socialism that I can never escape." If you tell me 1994 that I would come to America, I would say, "You're crazy." But I'm here. And if you would tell me in 2013, when I was ordained a priest, that I would come here in Berkmanet, Iowa Park, and Electra to be your administrator, I would tell you, "You're crazy. I'm a city boy." But God always has a sense of humor and irony. And he always leads you and I to a great adventure. An adventure that is based on faith, on love, and on trust. He is the good shepherd. The good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. He is the good shepherd that knows his sheep. And I hope at his sheep, you and I know him as well. So I will end my homily today by quoting to you another passage from the Imitation of Christ. "Therefore, we ought to rather choose to have the whole world against us than to offend the Lord Jesus. Of all, therefore, that are dear to you, let Jesus Christ always be your special beloved. Let all things be loved for Jesus' sake, but Jesus for his own sake. I invite you to open your heart and allow the love of Jesus to change your life and change my life every day of our journey."